If people base their own image of themselves based off what they do, then what if they don't do anything? During this time, you will hear three different stories, each involved the idea of prom, over different perspectives about it.
So, hey, what's your name?
My name is Tracy Harvey.
So, what high school did you go to?
I went to Dobbins because I really liked a lot of their programs that I kind of regret missing out on. Was prom. I didn't go to my senior prom. We didn't have a junior prom, so I didn't go to my senior prom. I did go on a, yeah, I was very shy. I was extremely shy. Oh, I was so shy. There was this nice young man. I forget his name because, of course, it was so long ago. But this is just an example of how shy I was.
So let's talk about the whole prom thing. Before the prom, did you know beforehand you were going?
No. I just assumed that maybe... I really didn't know. I mean, it came up kind of fast, too. Mm. There's so much going on in senior year. And I was trying to get ready for college. I mean, I was trying to apply to college, get the money for college. And then I didn't have a boyfriend that whole year. So, I mean, a lot of my girlfriends had boyfriends. And at the time, it wasn't like a lot of them didn't go as a group thing. Like, I think a lot of the kids do today. I don't know. But like, you know, maybe just a bunch of kids go all at the same time. But it's more or less. It was just like boyfriend and girlfriend go. So my mind was on a lot of getting prepared to go to school, to go to college. So it came up around, I remember I started really thinking about it around April, because it was the next month, May.
Interesting, that's cool.
Was the prom. And I was like, well, I guess I'm not going to go because I'm not dating anybody and I don't think it's going to happen in a month, in 4 weeks. So, after when May came around, I said, oh, I probably ain't focusing on preparing to go to school.
Decided not to go to prom. You didn't go. Anybody in your family was surprised or anything?
No. They were like, okay. I mean, it's only one night.
True.
So, it was just the one Saturday night, then see them back at school Monday. And you know, that was the weirdest thing. Like, I'm running around, can't wait to ask, you know, the few friends that I knew had went. They were like, oh, it was all right. I'm like, oh, y'all spent all that money just for it's all right? Because, I mean, before that, they were like, we getting a limo, and we all got to match, and she getting this gown and that gown. And I was like, it was all right. A couple of people had arguments. I'm like, oh.
So, in the end,
a couple of broke up.
Mm-hmm. So, in the end, you were kind of relieved and glad that you didn't go?
Yeah, because it didn't seem like they had too good of a time. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I'm sure some people had a good time, but the majority of people I talked to, they were like, hey, it was okay.
Have a nice day.
All right.
What's your name?
Name's Antoine.
Antoine? Oh, that's good. Oh, that's good. You go to SLA?
Yeah.
What are you in this school?
I'm a senior.
Oh, that's awesome. You're like an elder compared to me. You're like,
you know, alumni almost.
Yeah, older.
A couple more months.
Older.
Yeah, I hear.
So, we're here today. I know you had an experience in SLA, correct?
Definitely.
Good times, bad times, all of them, right?
Yep.
Exactly. My main question is, so let's get your point. Your prom. Now we're not talking about juniors. Juniors is awesome, but I want to talk about your senior prom.
Right.
How did that go?
I mean, I don't know. It'll probably go. I feel as though it'll go pretty good.
Okay.
Senior prom definitely should go well. Senior okay. prom.
Senior prom, right.
Junior prom went all right. It was good. It was on my birthday.
Oh, man.
You know, a nice little birthday shout out. So felt as though it was like the biggest party I've ever had.
For you.
Most elegant, you know. But afterwards, tried to go to movies. And the movies was closed.
Oh.
It was not breaking. But no, I had a good time. After that, just went home, chilled. Then senior prom, we might go, you know, Ocean City, Maryland, Atlantic City, somewhere, you know, not go straight home after prom.
Yeah,
just chill.
I understand. I hope to be able to visit. We're going to get a party bus. I'm going to Atlantic City.
Woo! Atlantic City, party bus.
Okay, so, in your opinion, prom, how important is that? Is like, in the high school life of a teenager, how important is it? or to the people in general?
Well, to the general high schooler, the stereotypical high schooler, let's say that.
Okay.
Prom is like one of the biggest things, especially to a girl. It's like, oh my gosh, I have to go to prom. And so, yeah, I would say it's definitely important in like the high school culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's important to go to your prom. If you don't go to prom, you looked at it as like, why didn't you go? And everybody wants to ask you questions. But yeah. But for me, it's, I mean, I would definitely go. It's I want to go, but it's not like mandated. I would feel some type of way if I didn't go, because I'd be like, dang, I missed out on a right I had as a high school senior.
Yeah, right, senior. That's senior. Add that senior, because you know, seniors have privileges beyond
senior,
all
senior,
of us.
Senior. You heard it first here, folks.
Yep, and this has been
X1! Woo!
And this has been.
Good body.
Oh, that's nice, man. You chilling?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing so much? Stop laughing. Yo, you laughing? Come on, man. You're like wasting like 80 minutes a month.
I'm bad.
All right. So, you're a freshman at SLA, right?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's chilling. How you liking it so far?
Pretty good. It's awesome school.
Awesome school.
It's
playing
awesome.
It's very diverse. Any main friends chilling?
Made a lot of friends. We're like the big three.
Big three.
Yeah.
So, since you expect stuff in your life, you expect stuff here, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, like name a few.
I expect that the school community be tolerant of kids. I expect that people should all be treated equal. Adds more effect that, you know, you're being a good individual.
This is true. Now, I'm sure you took it to a level I didn't expect. You took it to the whole, like, everything in the other community. I was talking, what you expect, you know.
Wow. You talking about that expect?
No, not that expect. Just, like, expect, like, from school, like, dances and parties.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I misplaced that.
But it's okay. We try to think of the core values.
Out of the box.
Do you know the core values?
Yes. Inquiry, research, collaboration, presentation, and reflection.
Explain it. What do you expect, like, as community expect that? What do you expect SLA as fun-wise?
Dances. We had a couple of dances so far, and they were the bomb. I love them. It was all over. It was very high class.
Yes.
Yes, it was very, you actually learned something from that day. You actually learned a lot of things depending on what type of gender you were. You learned
a
lot of things.
That is true.
I did not expect for us to have, I didn't know anything about what advisory was.
So, back to expecting though.
Yes.
As expect,
it appears to me as a way to finally tell that person who you have interest in that you have interest in them. Because there might be some people here that don't talk to that one person for 2 years or months or whatever, blase. And then when prom comes, that's your opportunity to show that you have feelings for whoever it is. Yeah, pretty much.
So I'm assuming, since you said that, you're going to your prom, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you excited for that?
I'm neutral right now. I don't
neutral,
really,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew.
I've only witnessed one prom, and that was the introduction when my cousin walked out the house and stuff. So it looked fun. She rolled out in Rolls Royce. But what happened there,
we don't know.
I know some ending stories to proms.
we'll know a few in the future.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one more.
Yeah, you'll tell me.
Bonnie, oh, it was crazy.
It broke.
Edit out!
Okay.
It's okay. Maybe I'll keep that. I don't know. No, I gotta. It broke. It just snapped off. No. Okay, let me stop. Back to the.
You keep straying from the conversation.
I don't know. Okay. So as a ending question or questions to sum up, the end, right? From prom to youth, because for some prom is seen as a way of. It's like in high school. Few things come up, like few thoughts come in high school. Few think high school. One, for some reason dating comes in high school. For some reason dating is all related to high school. Two,
dating.
Future, like grades and stuff. That's all related to high school. Popularity of your friends. Now these are like the like if you went to like basic high school, these are things like basically everybody thinks about. How popular am I? Do I date this person? Who are my friends with? Stuff like that. Now, of course, comes that is prom. Prom, like, almost combines all these things in one.
In one, yeah.
Yeah, like, who's he going with? Is she popular? Is he popular?
Will they become communicated?
Exactly. All this stuff comes up. So, in your opinion, is prom really important to you?
To me.
Mm-hmm. Just to you. How about you? Is it, like, a thing where you have to go to or you feel regret later in your life?
I feel like I'd rather go. Me, personally, I'd rather go and know what would happen than not go and always wonder what would happen if I would have went. I feel like it is semi-important. Not like the most important thing in the world. I feel like it's semi-important. It's not a necessity. It's a want. Necessities always come first.
True.
I was going to add more, but I forgot.
It's okay. It's cool. You ain't asking. That's what happened. We too smart. We just think about stuff and it's just all out. Funky Ronnie, I thank you for this interview, man. Thank you. Thank you.
As we heard from many, prom can either be the best time or the worst time of your life. That can only be decided, though, if you go. Me, I hope to go to my prom and enjoy it, but if that doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen. To some, crossing the boundary of not going to your prom is crossing the boundary of the norm of life. The norm of life is to go to prom, have fun, go to college, learn stuff, get out of college, get a wife, get a job, get a family, or start a family, more or less. And that is the American dream. But crossing that norm means crossing that whole dream. It means crossing America almost. And what if a person crosses their own nation? Does that mean they're against it? Well, either way, let's get back to prom. You're either crossing that boundary, on that boundary, or approaching that boundary. Either way, a person has to make a choice about either they want to or they don't want to. When society judges what the norms are, then maybe judging society isn't the norm, but we don't know that. It can be the milestone for somebody's future or the breaking point of their lives. That has been the podcast by Michael Hall.